Good evening. Welcome to Speaking in Your Basement. We'll just talk a little bit about a fine new movie that came out, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. My daughters and I and my wife the first time. My wife was tired today, so she didn't go to this one. But we all went to see the first one that came out, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, I think it was. Good stuff. Enjoyed the movie. Don't usually like multiverse stuff, but I thought they did fairly well with it. It was definitely entertaining. It was a fun movie. The second one, if you like the first one, you'll probably like the second one too. I don't think it was as good. It wasn't as well written. There's a few unnecessary things in it, but it's still pretty funny. It's still pretty entertaining. Still most of the same characters, plus some new ones, but I think you'll probably like it if you like the first. One thing I will say, and this is a little bit of a spoiler, but yeah, if you're serious about going to see it, you probably already know it's going to be a trilogy. And they do something I don't really like when they do movies. They didn't bother making this one a complete movie. It's kind of just like the first half. It's kind of like part two and part three. It looks like it's just going to be a two-part movie because this one didn't have anything like a resolution. It just kind of gets to the end and says to be continued. And when that happened, my daughter, who my youngest daughter, who's eight, just yells out, "What?" And I think sometimes kids get it perfectly right. That's exactly it. You spent 2 hours and 20 minutes with this. Now, we'll say to their credit, it didn't feel like 2 hours and 20 minutes. They kept the pace moving. It was mostly light and fun. There's a few parts that I could have done without, but for the most part, they kept things moving. And even the parts I could have done without, most of it didn't, it never got too bogged down in itself. It kept moving. So that was good. But to spend 2 hours and 20 minutes and not have any kind of resolution. I mean, they just introduced the villain who presumably is going to be the big villain in the third movie. It's a little disappointing. It doesn't feel like there's really a payoff. It feels like they showed you a bunch of stuff, but you didn't get the satisfaction you'd normally get completing a decent movie. That's not cool. It's really not cool to do that. And I'm not really complaining about this movie. Like I said, it was enjoyable enough. I'm sure I'll go to watch the third one. But when you're speaking to people, when you're communicating anything to anyone, including yourself, there needs to be a payoff. There needs to be something like a punchline or a point. You need to come to something with the communication. It's very frustrating to take your time to pay attention to someone. We had this as a family activity. So even if the movie was awful, it wasn't. But even if it was awful, I was still spending time with my daughter. So there's only so badly it can go. You know, maybe I didn't like the movie, but I still was going to enjoy being with him. In this case, I still kind of liked the movie, even though, you know, the end certainly wasn't satisfying. But I was still spending time with my daughters. So you got to consider a payoff. And sometimes there are people that just want to be around you, and it's not that big a deal if you talk or don't talk. It's just the payoff is the time together. So you can consider that as we're always communicating on multiple levels. So it's not necessarily the point you tell them or the punchline. Sometimes you tell a totally dumb joke and people that love you laugh anyway. Because there's something about you and your presence, and it doesn't matter that the joke wasn't brilliant. They like you. And so the laugh is more about them liking you than really giving a crap about the joke you told. But definitely beware of the payoff. And sometimes the payoff is completely nonverbal. One of the things I've noticed having my own family, looking back, I can definitely see my parents doing this. A big part of love isn't just the feeling you have or the nice things you say. It's the effort you're willing to put in consistently for someone else, the thing you're willing to do again and again and again without explicit payment or explicit thank you or anything like that, that you're just willing to keep coming back and do over and over again. Now, my parents did that. I really didn't appreciate it until I had kids of my own. But hopefully at some point they'll appreciate it as well. But more importantly, hopefully they'll be able to do these things for themselves after they've seen me doing them for years. Because when the kids see their parents coming back again and again and again, the things they've been seeing their entire life, even if they haven't done them very much on their own, they're much easier to pick up than the things, you know, me or my wife have never been able to do. Those are the things they'll really struggle to pick up. So hopefully most of the most important stuff we're getting in there. But that's another form of payoff. when you're willing to really put something in, when you put some time and effort in. The payoff can be, what does the person get from the interaction with you? What are the consistent things you're willing to do that improves a person's life? That can really create a powerful effect between you and someone else. And when you get something like an audience, or if it's your family or whoever else it is, and you're willing to show up for them consistently, that's a powerful payoff. So remember the payoff. Whenever you're communicating, there should be a payoff. Communicating with yourself, communicating with others, there should be something of meaning to communication. They're giving up some time, so give them something for their time. Take something valuable away. Find the value in it. And do your best to give some consideration to what value your audience is going to find when you speak to them. I'm Ben Langley. Thanks very much for spending some time with me today. We will talk again soon.